Hello, this is the AFD Tech Talk podcast. We're a circle of friends who meet up often to chat about science and tech in Ghana and beyond. I know you're digging this, so subscribe to us on your podcast app. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at AFD Tech Talk and give us your feedback. Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello once again. This is the AFD Tech Talk podcast, and we are coming to you from Queen's Dome Studios on Spintex Road. So today we are continuing the conversation we had last week. I had with my co-host Kwamina, and guess what? I have two presents for you guys. There's some guests I have on my show, and I knew they had to be the right people to continue this conversation with. I had the privilege of having with me Ayele and Mike L, son of Crypto, sorry, and Michael. So today I have with me in the studio Michael and Ayele. Pleased to meet you guys.
Likewise.
And I am your host for today, Salom Donyo. So let's get straight to the point. Ayele, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you found your way into cryptocurrency?
All right. Thank you, Salom. My name is Ayele Komodo. I work in the crypto industry as a business development manager for Gains Associates. It's okay. A crypto community on Telegram.
It's a crypto community on Telegram?
Yes.
Okay.
But before I joined Gains Associates, I was just an ordinary member of the crypto community trying to find coins to invest in and also grow my money. So okay. I started crypto in 2017. I think it was about March, April, there about 2017. I was in my final year in school and someone invited me to invest in a MLM. And
we've had our fair share of that. My roommate terrorized me.
And you needed crypto to invest in that one. It was called GCR.
Okay.
And I gave the person 100 CDs and he said he had to buy Bitcoin first to convert to GCR. And in the end, the amount I received was way less than 100 CDs if I did the conversion. So I wanted to find out what really led to that. And he told me a long story about how he had to send the money to Nigeria because you can't get Bitcoin in Ghana, get Bitcoin from Nigeria exchange to GCR. And I wasn't really convinced, so I had to do my own research to find out. And that's how.
Okay, so you're like the Berians. When Paul preached them, they have to go and check to see if it's true.
Yeah. And that's how my journey started in crypto.
Okay, that was pretty apt and straight to the point. Michael, you know I'm coming to you next. I've known you for quite some time, and I'm actually going to spoil your story because I know you've also been into the whole MLM thing before. So yeah, fire away.
Yeah, so for me, my journey started in 2018. By the way, my name is Ohenma Doyin Mikel, and I started crypto trading. Actually, in fact, I even started from Forex. Basically in 2018, and that was as a result of losing about $14,000 in 2018 into scams. Yeah, and those scams had to do with you, just like my sister shared, buying cryptos to invest in whatever, and that particular one was called Crypto World. You know, there was Crypto World, there was Bit World. I don't know if you remember those two.
Yeah, I remember.
Ones I lost huge monies in it, and so it got me quite intrigued, and I'm like, what do these guys exactly what do they exactly do with the cryptos and how does it work? So that's what informed me to research into it, and that's when I found
what about they do with the cryptos is cryptid.
Yes. So that's how I ended up with Forex Academy in the US, and I took my education with them about 3 months, and then I started my own academy.
In just 3 months?
In 3 months, yeah.
Is it that easy to become a crypto trader?
For me, I'll say I'm that smart.
You're smart. Yeah. And means that none of it. That year.
I'm that smart. In fact, I started being profitable for my second week trading Forex, actually, because I slept on it you know, day and night, had to jump in on live sessions and all of that. And in about 3 months, I was able to start my own academy and train thousands of students. Yeah, so basically that's how my journey began.
Thousands of students?
Yes, thousands of students.
So thousands of students.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask what's in it for you? Like, were they paid? Was paid sessions, right?
Yeah. With regards to my students.
Yes.
Yes, I charged them.
You charged them.
Yes, I charged to teach.
Wow.
Yeah.
You reek of money. Okay.
For me, I just started trying to introduce people into it, and I don't charge anyone.
You don't charge anyone?
No.
Oh, then I know who's going to teach me. Actually, so last week, when Kwame and I started this discussion, we started this discourse. We went in a little bit on what crypto was, but I want you to tell me, in your own words, what are cryptocurrencies?
All right.
I'll start with you, Ali.
Ladies first.
Before I get to the smart guy.
For me, cryptocurrencies are a path to freedom.
They are path to freedom?
Yes.
Okay, that's a definition I've never heard before. Anyway, go ahead.
Freedom from the way the world works, how everyone thinks the world is supposed to go. But with cryptocurrencies, you get to experience new things. It essentially makes you free. You don't have to rely on anyone if you do it right.
Okay.
Yes. If we are going to go down the technical definition, it's just like money on the internet.
It's just like money.
Digital money.
Digital money.
Yes. Everyone's on the blockchain.
Okay.
That's another new word I've introduced, but I'm sure we'll get to it later on.
Yeah, we talked about blockchain technology last week. But once I have experts with me sitting in my laps, I would want them to explain what those terms were in their own opinion. So, Michael, you are next on this question.
Yeah, okay. So, cryptocurrency basically is a $2.48 trillion. Per day market, so it means every single day $2.48 trillion circulates within the system. It's a decentralized market, which means that it's peer-to-peer. You don't need any third party. So we have certain exchanges, for example, like blockchain, which has the term or like the slogan, be your own bank, right? Okay. So you can basically transact with someone without having
to bring your own bottle. BYOB. Okay,
BYOB. So okay. You do not necessarily need a third party to be able to transact business. It's very quick, it's very fast, and it's the next big thing to hit the world. Yeah, basically, that's what cryptocurrency.
So it's not a path to freedom?
It's a path to freedom. Oh, okay. It made me free.
It made you free?
Yes.
Freedom. Freedom.
Okay, so talking about freedom,
yeah.
I think you're both referring to financial freedom in that regard.
Exactly.
Yes. I would want you to tell me how both of you achieved that. I think Michael can start first and then Ayele will take over. Achieve that financial freedom.
All right, so I wouldn't say it's an easy one. You know, it comes with a lot of, you need a lion heart to be able to be in or to participate in the cryptocurrency market. But basically, the entire trading market as a whole, I mean, it even has to do Forex, it has to do with commodity trading, it has to do with stock, whatever it is. All right, you need a lion heart to be able to participate in it. And personally for me, I think basically it has to do with my drive and my passion to want to attain financial freedom.
Okay.
And finding little results in these things gradually became huge results, you know. Sticking to it through thick and thin, basically. I don't want it to sound too magical and make it so huge so that people feel like it's something so huge. It's actually
kind of like you're riding a unicorn.
Exactly. it's basically like my daily life, you know, lifestyle. And it started from basically transacting Bitcoin for people and all of that, and then I started getting interested in actually investing long term. There are even some other short term investments.
You're going to have to dig in deeper on these two. Sure. You can wrap during the show. So, okay, Ayele, I'm looking at you.
Financial freedom with cryptocurrency. Well, when I started, I don't know if I can even quantify how much I invested into cryptocurrency, because I started in 2017. The market was so good, but then I was new, so I didn't know the right places to invest and then what to do with the profits that I made. So I think I lost close to 60% or 70% of what I put in.
Of what you put in.
Yes. But the 2018-2019 period was a very good time for me to take a step back, learn from my mistakes, and then learn from others. And also learn what worked for some people, what didn't work, and then use that to also build upon myself. And 2020-2021 it's been good.
It's been good.
Yes.
The system is working.
It's really working.
So in what ways can you make money from cryptocurrency?
Right. So on my end, I make from investing in new projects that are now coming out. That's in the idea stage.
In new coins.
Yes.
Okay.
When it's in the idea stage, when if not even yet launched on an exchange. And then secondly, by trading already existing coins.
So how do you trade already existing coins? Yes.
With exchanges.
Okay.
It can be centralized or decentralized.
Okay.
Most of the popular centralized exchanges we know are Binance, KuCoin, Ascendex. In 2017, there was Bittrex, but then it no longer works. Ghanaians are no longer allowed to trade on Bittrex anymore.
Do you have any fair idea why that is so?
I think it's because of the anti-money laundering. Ghana was blacklisted for the anti-money laundering, so that could be the reason why.
Ghana is blacklisted on so many things, PayPal, whatnot.
Yeah.
No, I see. So what happens exactly when you trade? Like, describe the process. You are basically buying and selling.
Yes.
Yes, but how?
Right. So for me, what I do is, I first hear of a coin, it looks good. People talk about they bought at this point and they sold at this point and they made money. So I go to, there are two main coin sites that I use, CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap. So I'd go to research about the coin, type in the coin, it shows me a chart of how the coin has performed over the last few days or weeks or even months. And then I look at the use case. Is it something that's people would buy no matter the market you are in, whether it's a bull market or a bear market? Then I look at the exchange it's on, whether it's on a centralized exchange or decentralized.
Sorry, but those two terms, we'll go into them later on. Anyway, go on. Yes,
so I look at whether it's on a decentralized exchange or centralized. If it's on a decentralized exchange, I have to think about, is it, which chain is it going to be on? Do I have to get my funds off the chain? And the chain, I'm referring to the blockchain.
Okay.
Whether it's on the Ethereum blockchain, whether it's on the Polygon blockchain, whether it's on the Binance Smart Chain.
Okay.
So I would have to know which funds to send to the particular wallet that can trade on the decentralized exchange. On the centralized exchange, I now have to find, okay, which exchange is it on?
Okay.
And then send funds there and then buy the coin or sell.
Okay.
And then also to decide when to enter the trade, enter the coin, buy or sell. And that's where you have to do your technical analysis and look at the charts to help you to determine, okay, when do I jump in, when do I jump out?
When do you jump out?
Yes.
Okay. So this is not just a matter of, oh, people are buying this coin, let me just buy.
Exactly. And then
people, no, it's much more, because that is what the lay people do. That is what I myself have found myself doing. Oh, you hear of a coin, you see, you go and there's a particular craze about a particular coin. Perfect example is Dogecoin.
Mm. Okay.
You see people buying Dogecoin, oh, let me buy something, you also go and buy the same coin. It looks that straightforward. You just buy a coin, hold and sell. But according to what you are saying, it looks much more than that. Just a brief question before I come to Michael on the same question, on the same thing. You spoke about centralized and decentralized exchanges. My understanding of cryptocurrencies tell me that it is a decentralized financial system. So what is the word centralized doing over there?
Well, with centralized exchanges, it's like an entity that exists. They control the wallets and you can send your money there to trade on their platform.
Okay.
But on the decentralized side, it's your wallet and you are trading directly from your wallet.
Okay.
So you don't send the money to the centralized exchange, the entity for you to do the exchange.
Is there any advantages or disadvantages between the two, which, in your opinion?
Yes, there are.
Can you describe them?
For now, especially with the Ethereum blockchain, it's very expensive to trade on Ethereum blockchain because of the high gas fees. Yeah. Okay, so then if I'm selling the coin and it's both on, say, Binance, and I can sell on Uniswap, which is like the most popular decentralized exchange, I'll consider the gas fees at the moment. Would it be better if I sell on Binance because I would pay like really low fees, like less than 1% of the transaction, or I would pay $40 or $50 or sometimes about $200 on Uniswap to exchange.
Yes,
and sometimes to the speed and the liquidity as well. Yeah.
I'm hearing so many alien terms today. That's pretty interesting. So Michael, how do you make, or Mikkel? Is it
Mikkel?
Mikkel, yes.
Yeah.
How do you make money from cryptocurrencies?
All right. So I make money trading on both Binance and an exchange called Trust Wallet, where she mentioned Uniswap and you find all those things, PancakeSwap and all of that. But for me, my background in trading basically has to do with technical analysis. So I do a lot of technical analysis through an application called TradingView. All right, so TradingView. That's why I do a lot of analysis. I mean, if I should even open my TradingView now, you see a lot of analysis on it, on various coins, Dogecoin, on even Bitcoin currently. I can confidently tell someone to buy Bitcoin now because it's on a major support level. That's a weekly support now, around $38,000.
Okay.
And I gave this analysis back in January. I told them first of all to buy Bitcoin, you know, back in January, and it shot up all the way to about 60K.
Yeah, 60K.
And that was about what we calculate and profits in what we call pips, all right? But I don't want to go there. It's too technical and all of that, all right?
My understanding of pips is just like their seeds and fruits, but anyway.
Basically, but I told them that price was going to come to 38,000. I quite remember. I told them, I gave them the analysis and all. So I do more of the technical analysis and then I trade them. Now, when I do the technical analysis and trade on either Binance or on Trust Wallet, it basically has to do with long-term trades, like on major coins, you know, which have been listed, basically, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, all these ones. But I also do a lot of short-term it's commonly termed as what we call shit coins, let me put it in quote. Because
yes.
those ones do not really last. A project can launch today and it can dump today, you know, and all of that. So with my team, I even advise them they could also do that one and then build their equity. When you get the profit from it, move it into long-term investments. So basically that's what we do.
So this is like pure analysis, it's not a prophetic gift.
Well, most times technical analysis fails. Anyway, but you need to merge that with, you need to balance the two. I do a lot of Twitter. I follow a lot of news on Twitter, which has to do with cryptocurrency and all. Because cryptocurrency, I'll see about probably 52% follows fundamentals or what people basically feel about things that they've heard. Probably Elon Musk comes to type Bitcoin, hashtag Bitcoin, and then everyone suspects, oh, Bitcoin is going to shoot up. And everyone buys, all right? So you can balance between both that and then the technical analysis, basically.
Okay, so you talked about shitcoins and then being your short-term investment assets. And then I'm also curious about which coins you have your bets on.
Okay, all right. So I'm particularly currently in Dogecoin.
Yeah.
I'm in a coin also called ODG. Okay. I'm also invested in PancakeSwap. I'm investing in PooCoin also. Basically these ones. and BNB. I have a lot of my cash in BNB.
BNB.
Basically, yeah. Because I mean, it's backed by Binance themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, so. Yeah, it makes sense to invest. Ayele, what about you?
Oh, I'm going to list a lot of points.
Which you are. Go ahead, feel free.
I choose my long-term holdings based on the use case. So when it comes to infrastructure, there's Binance, Avalanche, Solana, Ethereum, and Polygon. Those are the five that I'm really like banking my hopes on. Okay. And then NFTs. NFTs have died down a little bit after the March February craze.
It was an initial craze.
Yes. Mm. But I think in the summer, it's going to come back.
Okay.
So there is Eternity Chain. And there is also Super Farm.
Okay.
Which I think will do well. And Refinable, which is also backed by Binance.
Okay.
Yes, so those three. There are some new ones that are coming out, but then I don't want to expose those people, the companies. But
Okay.
And then, of course, BTC.
BTC.
Yes.
The almighty BTC.
And then when it comes to exchange coins, Uni, and then BNB.
BNB.
BNB and FTT.
Okay.
FTT. Yes.
All right, so my next question is this. Just the same way you follow people on Twitter, you follow news on Twitter, I'm also an avid Twitter user. And I've seen, not just on Twitter, in my Binance wallet, I've seen a lot of dips in almost, across almost all the cryptos.
Yes.
Is there any explanation for that, what is happening?
Yeah, basically, when you study Forex, you know that it's not always an ascending, you know, something. Whatever goes up must come down. We have what we call demand levels. We have supply levels. Obviously, when demand is high, it means that price is going to shoot up. So we had, for example, Dogecoin make about 600%, an incredible 600% in like less than 1 month when I told my team members to buy Dogecoin. Right, I had a student who put in $1,000. He made about $5,900 and something dollars in it, but now it's back to 1,000. All right, basically when you buy and price shoots up a lot, there's a lot of demand, it gets to a point
where the people decide can no longer be sustained.
Yeah, people decide to sell. Now don't forget that a lot of we have a term for people called the whales. They control a lot of the money in the market. So when they buy, you know, they make the noise, there's noise all over the place, Dogecoin and all of that, price shoots up, and then decide that, oh, they made enough profit. And then they decide to withdraw their money or to sell off. All right. Or if you're using PancakeSwap, to swap the coin for either BNB or whatever. And that's what drops price.
Drops price.
A drop in price basically does not mean the end. That's the end of the day. You know, it's in Forex, we call that a retracement. And anytime there's a momentum in Forex, there must be a retracement. And after every retracement, there's a massive momentum. So basically that's what's happening in the market.
Ayele, do you agree with him?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the charts also support what he said. Exactly.
What he said.
Yeah.
Okay. You made mention of something called a bull and a bear market. Yes. I know though, and I've heard those terms before, but please clear my head on what they actually are.
All right. So in a bull market, it seems everything goes up.
Yeah.
Everything is green. You get coins doing 200%, 300% in a day, hours, minutes. But then when it comes to the bear market, everything goes down. Very few coins you would see go up, but then that one is even not sustained. It would eventually come down. So in the bull market, everyone is happy. They are making lots of money, but then in the bear market,
People are losing money. Yes. So the next question is like in two folds. What do you do when you find that your invested cryptos are in a bear market? And also, what should the lay person do? I'm asking this question in two folds because there is something you do which would not occur to a lay person. There's something a lay person would probably have to do if their invested cryptos are in a bear market. In a bear market, yes, sorry. So, can you go ahead?
Okay, so if his coin I invested in is going down.
Yes.
If it's close to the top, I mean, you can't get the absolute top and you can't get the absolute bottom. Okay. Some people do, but then you don't always get it. But if it's close to the top, I would look at the chart and see where is it going. Is it going to go continue going down, or is due a bounce? If it's going to continue going down, I'll just do something called tethering, sell okay. into USDT, okay. and then preserve the dollar value of my investment. Mm. Okay. So that when it goes down further, I can even buy more units of the cryptocurrency I'm holding. Okay. Yes. But then if, let's say, I caught the fall at a point where it was at the minimum, I just decided to take myself away from the market and observe what's going on. I know I'm going to lose more, but then I'm not in control of what's going to happen. So then if I decide to quickly sell, then the next moment you see the coin is going to go up, then I have to jump back in again at a higher price and I lose. If I see that there's not much I can do, I just take a step back and I just clear my head from everything that's going on, so it doesn't affect my day.
Okay, it's kind of so what should a lay person do in this case? Should they also tether?
Yes, if you can, that's the best. If you can, because you can now buy back in lower and get more units, and then when it goes back higher, you get more money for the units that you have.
Okay, that's a very interesting strategy. I don't know if Mikael would also adopt the same philosophy in such a case. So,
yes, I do the same. Just that I do not convert to USDT basically.
BUSD.
Yeah. Oh. I still keep it in BUSD. Now, if there's anything anyone should take from here or remember, is these two statements: buy low, sell high. All right, and I do that a lot now. Again, I don't want to go too technical, but we have what we call a support level. That those are levels for good buys. All right, and just like she mentioned, the bull market. Just like she mentioned, like in a bull market is basically a buy market. All right, so we are constantly looking to buy from support levels or buying low at those prices. And there was something she said that really struck me. Yes, if she realizes that she bought from the minimum level, those are support levels or very low levels, she can decide. I decide to hodl, right? I'll decide to hold price, you know. Like my BNB, I've still not sold it. It's still there because I know. I mean, this in the next 3 to 5 years is going to become something else. I mean, who would have something been able mad. To? Who would have known that Ethereum will be making such, crazy bullish moves and all of that? Now BNB is the next. All right, and it's really going to be shooting up. So that's what basically I do. But when it comes to some coins, I remember about a month ago, I invested in a new token called SaveBank. All right, my late student who introduced us to it. I put in about $350, made about close to $19,000. Yeah, close to $19,000. The evidence of that is the car outside. Yeah.
So yeah. Do you know one problem I've usually had with people into crypto and traders? Yeah. They'll tell you, they present it to be very glorious and heavenly and all that. But I want to see
results.
I want to see the evidence. I want to see that this thing you are talking about, it's not just like big talk.
Yes.
You understand? For you, you're one of the like probably testimonies I can pull up when I'm being questioned on whether cryptos are a viable market or a viable path to financial freedom, as I really put ahead. Yes, the evidence of that is the car outside. Okay. Great. So I think at this point we're going to have to break this off, and there's a lot more which is coming in from you guys than I anticipated. You really know what you are going about. I want us to pause this conversation and then we'll continue same time next week. So to all those who have been listening so far, if you have been with us up until this point, we have been discussing cryptocurrencies into details. What do you need to know? What are they? What they do? What you can do with them? And where we are going with the entire idea of cryptocurrencies. So thank you for listening to us today, and catch us same time next week. I've been your host, Salom Donyo, and I've had with me Mikael, right? Yeah. I've had with Mikael and Ayala in the studio. So right, see you guys next week. Safe. How much be your too much money?